I'm upsetting Christians. I'm upsetting they thems.
You're upsetting Christian.
Yeah, I'm upsetting Christian. I'm upsetting all of Venezuela.
Welcome to another Latino Vida podcast and the Latino Vida podcast. Christian Hennis Mayor, and today I'm with John Diaz.
Hello.
One of the first person I asked to be here, and he was like, I don't want to do that.
No, you asked me.
I'm not good with
first.
Your cameras.
You asked me first to be the first guest, and I said, absolutely not.
And I must say, you're the best comic I know.
Oh, come on.
That have one ball.
Perfect. All right. Yes.
The ones that have two balls are really funnier than you. But
Dad, is that you?
To have one ball, it was... Yeah. You want to explain to people why you have one ball?
It's something you don't really want to tell people, honestly. And I made that mistake, is what I did. I made that mistake in high school, and I got a pretty bad nickname for it. They used to call me a single sack, dude. Yeah. The teachers did, because I told
my... not the kids.
Yeah,
it was the teachers, dude.
Yeah. Listen, here's the thing that people need to understand. A lot of very famous men in history have had one ball. They were uniballers, just like me. It's not like I'm the only one, dude. Okay, you want to hear some?
Yeah.
David Schwimmer. Do you know who that is?
Yeah,
from
Friends.
Very famous, okay? The bike guy, remember Armstrong, that guy with the little had the little turbo button on his butt. Did you know that?
No, that didn't happen.
Yeah, he did.
He had the turbo button.
He had one ball.
That's called butt plugs.
Oh, I got one. Bruce Lee. Huh?
Bruce Lee have one ball?
Bruce Lee had one ball.
Do you have to ask all of these people, like, hey, how many?
Well, it's called Googling. You'll figure it out.
If we Googled you, it will say, like, John Seaman at Chicago Comedy that have one ball.
It'll say sexual predator interface.
You're in the app.
I was like, how do I get my name out there more, you know? And I was like, this is a surefire way that you will show up on every single Google search.
You should be a terrorist or just mail people bombs, and we will call you the Uniballer.
Unabomber, right,
the
yeah.
The Uniballer.
Unaballer, right. Hold on, I got two more for you, okay? Tupac Shakur. Huh?
I don't know who that is.
He's a rapper from the 90s?
Damn, to
Are
what?
You really that young?
No, I'm not that young. I'm not from here. Right. I did not care.
I mean, Tupac Shakur from here, dude. Like, he's not some indie rapper that nobody's heard about. He's one of the most famous musicians of all time. Anyway, he lost his in a gunfight.
Like you.
No, I wish. Mine was just too shy to show up to the party. You know what I mean?
Okay. He got me a list.
Yeah.
Of talking points.
Of hot babes to call.
But I really like it. I really like it because I have my topics, but I really like having topics.
Yeah, yeah.
So since we're talking about you having...
Well, before you get into that, I'm going to just be honest and say that it was so that you could segue into them kind of elegantly, you know?
Nope, not elegantly.
All right, no elegance on this podcast. Gotcha.
No, but it's going to be like... All is connected.
Oh, okay. So you're like Trump. You're just like you're going out on 18 different tangents, but eventually it stays crazy.
Exactly, it stays crazy forever.
Yes, perfect. Yes.
Since you have one ball,
correct.
Actually, I have this question because,
okay,
like,
what are you, my doctor? Come on.
Does that affect how quick you or how much you ejaculate?
Okay, so I thought...
This is a normal question
no,
I do
this
with
is
all
real.
The
no,
guests.
And I would love to educate the public about this because, you know, maybe people don't know. For two things. Having one ball does not affect your ability to have children, which is something I found out the hard way, okay?
And it's something I have to find out with Planned Parenthood.
Yes, no, it's a political thing we don't want to get into right now. But, you know, depending on what state we're in. And then the other thing is... I have the data that it's less cum. It's less cum, but, you know...
How do you have the data?
Because I'm the one making the cum.
But you need to know how other people cum.
I've seen porn, and there's a lot of cum, and my cum is like a medium amount to small.
But I have seen cum, and they cum like too much.
Well, you watch gay porn, though.
Exactly.
You know?
We always put it in the green screen, actually.
All right.
It's always here.
I knew this place looked familiar. I've been here before.
But I've seen porns, and
yes,
they
okay.
do come
well, listen,
like a lot.
Okay, it's anecdotal evidence. Okay? That's all it is. Yeah. So the thing is, though, maybe one of my issues, you know, maybe you come a little quick, premature. Do you have that problem?
No.
No. All right. Oh yeah. Statistically, just me, right? Oh, I'm the only one in the world who has this issue. Listen, I've been doing research. Listen, first of all, ladies, why is this such a bad thing? You know what I mean? Like, it's a compliment. You are so hot. You are such a babe. I got to get it out. I got to get it out of me, baby. It's got to come out. You know what I mean? Now we could do stuff that you want to do, like watch Vanderpump Rules or what do women...
What is the quickest that you have?
Oh, my God.
Like, she's just, like, removing the shirt.
Okay,
and you're
so...
like,
all right, this is a true story. I was in college, and there's this... I went to college in Gainesville at UF. There's this place called Payne's Prairie. It's like it's like a long bridge out into the marsh. It's an overlook. Any of my UF people out there, if they ever see this, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, University of Florida, go Gators. And we were gonna do it on the marsh, right? And I was too much of a pussy to be like, I'm too scared to do this. So she got on top of me and I just came like right away, dude. I just did it, you know?
And she was like, oh, what a compliment. She said that.
I remember her being excited. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. And then we didn't talk on the whole way home. It was very awkward. Yeah. So.
Like, I don't know if the quick, okay. Once I remember the quickest, like she was on top.
Yeah.
Like, we were already doing it.
Yeah, when they're in control, they could pull it out of you.
Yeah, but I was saying, like go slower. Yeah, yeah. So I wanna last longer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she took that as a challenge. She's
oh,
like, oh,
yeah,
you're
no,
close.
See, that's it. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, and
that's
then
that's like shooting yourself in the foot.
Exactly.
You know, I have a gun.
Then I came, and she was, like, upset. It's like,
yeah,
I
no,
told
you.
You
did that, yeah. Do you ever do the thing where you're, like, trying to, you're like, hold on. You try and calm it down.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You try and calm it down. That's a breathing
I change
thing.
Position.
Yeah.
I change positions, and it's like in the changing of the position, I take my time. Like,
oh, smart, sneaky. That's
sneaky.
Like, yeah, that's like sneaky. There's a thing that you can do. I don't
apparently,
know.
Apparently, there's people,
and
I know because I've been in shows like with Venezuelan comics.
Yeah, yeah.
There's men that this is the two for some reason the two most common answers.
Okay.
They to like.
Mm-hmm.
Get back a little bit and stay in control.
Yeah.
They start singing the national anthem.
Beautiful.
And the other is that they think about their 11th starter on a soccer game.
Their daughter?
No, the 11th. Oh, yeah, their daughters. The 11th starter, like
oh,
who is
okay,
like
yeah,
your
yeah,
dream
yeah.
team?
Okay, because you're thinking. I got one for you. This is what we do in America. It's pretty messed up, but
we
this is
shoot
common.
Schools.
We,
what?
After we do that, it's think about your grandma. Have you heard about your grandma? Guys, think about your grandma. Dude, my grandma's dead. Gam Gam is gone.
What if you get hornier?
Well, listen, Gam Gam's, if I think about my grandma when I'm having sex, you know, you're going to have to bleep that sex part out, huh?
No.
Everything
goes.
I'll get sad, okay? And if I get sad, I'm going to start crying, okay? And if I start crying during sex, I'm going to come immediately.
That's your...
So, yeah. I don't know what to
what
tell
did
you.
Start, what did you think about your grandma and you get hornier for some reason?
Yeah, no, that would be... That's a hell of a way to find out that you...
that you're into your grandma.
Learn something about yourself that day.
Okay,
no,
think about my... Oh.
Yeah, and you're like, now you're like, now you can't not think about your grandma, dude.
She, like whoever you're with, she's like, that's the hardest you have game ever.
Like, oh my God, you were a machine.
What were you talking
about? Like, grandma.
Do you think that's something that after a long relationship, years and years, we don't keep any secret to each other? Do you think that's something that you're still be like,
no, you take it to the grave, baby. You take it to the grave. This is what I'm getting married. This is what I've learned about a relationship. There's some things like that are just yours. You know what I mean? Because when you're marrying somebody, you live with them, you know everything about them. I used to think like you tell your partner everything in your heart. And no, keep some stuff for yourself. Keep the darkness for yourself, you know?
Yeah, no, I do agree. Like, I brought this. This is like spicy sausage. And you have three sauces.
Okay.
This will be the hottest.
Okay.
I don't know about this one, but I believe
okay,
this is second
encouraging.
Hottest.
So I was like, he's done his research.
So you can try that while I do this question.
Okay.
Everything's connected. Remember that.
Okay. For the record, these look like circumcised dicks.
That's I made it exactly like that for you.
You know what I like.
Okay, this question about the hiding stuff from your partner. I thought about
hiding.
This question.
Hiding is not the right word.
Exactly, not saying everything.
Yes,
exactly.
Correct. Omission.
Because I thought about this. Would you rather have $1 million?
Okay, done.
But everybody knows you have $1 million. Everybody, like
what's wrong with that?
Thief, burglars, family, you own money. Everybody,
okay,
everybody.
Buy a gun, baby.
Everybody,
come on.
Or
I'll use that $1 million to buy a lot of guns.
Or 100K, but no one knows.
No, I take $1 million. Who knows? Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that every rapper on earth has $1 million. Everybody knows rich people. Everybody knows Elon Musk has like billions of dollars.
Yeah, but you're different. Like for me, I will have a lot of people coming. Like treating me differently because they want me to help them with money, and I don't want that. You know,
I'm too old.
I believe that's why I'll take the 100K.
I'm heartless,
dude. Don't bother me.
No. Come up. Come ask me. Come on.
What if I
want?
Ask you like?
What do you want? Oh, you want some money? Eh.
Like, what if I'm going like, hey, can you help me make the podcast better? You're like, no.
I'd give you. Why not? This is my problem with money. My problem with money is that the thing about people who are rich is they know how to save their money. They are so fucking frugal.
They
dude.
Play with debt.
They're frugal. They penny pinch. That's how rich people are. I'm too loose. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh yeah, here, take that. Oh, fucking subscription to OnlyFans. You know,
for a year.
For
take
a year.
It, take it,
oh, come on, I'm helping the economy. These poor.
Would you do OnlyFans?
Would I do it personally?
I believe. Say in the comments if they're. Spot for Univollers to be on OnlyFans. Is that a market? Like, people is like, no, I want to see
one ball. But I just can't imagine that anybody out there is going to be like, that's, I want to see him on fucking OnlyFans, dude. I'm 41 years old. You know what I mean? Like,
when you chafe, no, but full beard and one ball?
Full beard and one ball. That's the name of my first album.
That's the name of my podcast. I would change that Arnold, you know, with a podcast with full beard and one ball.
You've been pretty good.
These are pretty good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you name your first album Full Beard and One Ball.
Full Beard, One Ball, baby.
It will be an amazing name.
It's like Friday Night Lights, full hearts, clear eyes. What is it? I don't know.
I'll try this one. Okay. But I would rather have like the 100K because I feel it will be annoying to like people knowing that I have money.
Like to tell people no. I enjoy.
That's a.
I you know
older
what I mean.
People.
This
thing.
I'm not a. I'm yeah. I'm so old and crotchety and set in my ways, dude. Like I don't care. Like the magic of the world, the wanderlust, the ethereal way it is when you're a young person and you're like looking at the world and you're like, man, this is some real. You're in the fishbowl, you know, dude. No, I've gone to some dark places and. No, dude, take me out. I've seen enough. You know what I mean? Like, it's time.
But is there someone that you're like, I want to say no, but this person deserves.
Deserves. No, nobody deserves anything.
What about your...
Give me a better example.
Like, soon-to-be wife.
She has more money than I do, dude.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about money.
And she's more successful.
Yeah, like, actually, you're a gateway
but
to get
course,
to her.
And, of course, she's my wife. If she gets anything she wants, I'd give her my one remaining testicle if she wanted it.
That's a request?
Yeah.
You put it on a ring?
Listen, yeah.
How big is it? Is it bigger than what it should be?
Yeah. Put it in the fridge. Like, it's going to go bad. Like, you got to, put it, let's freeze it.
Okay. We're close to the pause, but I'm going to start this topic. We're going to resume it.
Okay.
Since you say no to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you see, everything's connected.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I have the theory that no one is helping each other right now. Like, when something happens on the street, like, let's say they're jumping someone.
Okay.
Or they're, like, harassing a woman.
Yeah.
I believe no one is... helping, and a lot of women are like, why are men not helping if they see the situation? If
right.
you see something, say something. Because helping gets you in more troubles than not helping.
Sure, yeah. Who wants to be bothered? Who can be bothered? Listen, man, a lot of people think the way that this world works is it's a very nice and peaceful place, and we like to ignore a lot of the realities of the world. Look at the animal kingdom. Look at it. There's no peace. There's no peace. They fight. They murder. They kill. They pillage. We're like that, but with, like, conscience, you know? But in our base desires are very evil. Evil's not the right word. Bad. So that's just how things are. So listen, this is what I'm talking about, right? Okay. Like, people don't – what you're talking about is this idealized version of the world, like how the world should be as opposed to how the world is. So we get into trouble because we live in this bubble where we think things should be like this. And then we get disappointed. We're like, oh, the world is so it's getting worse. It's getting worse.
I'm just looking to the specific of helping, like – you see someone and you clearly see who robbed a store, let's
yeah,
say.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
you call the police and you yeah. tell them, hey, this person robbed the store, it's like 2 weeks of they calling you you're losing time.
Yeah,
losing
plus you're not making any money. Talk to the guy stealing. Yo, let me get a piece. Dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude, truly.
That's the move,
like,
dude.
And I have seen like these fights in like a subway or something, like a metro. And the guy gets like... one guy is harassing one woman. Mm-hmm. One guy is like, I'm going to defend the woman.
Sure.
He gets in to defend the woman. He gets stabbed.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's the end of the story.
Yeah, and you don't know who you're defending. You know, she could have been a child molester. You know what I mean? She could have been getting beat up because she molested a kid, and now you're saving a child molester because you want to be like some white knight? No, like get a hold of yourself. Get a hold of yourself. You know what I mean? Everybody's so crazy, dude.
I like that you're blaming them. No, she's a child molester, but I feel like that is like I don't feel like,
well, you still have good in your heart.
I used to have good in my heart, like until this is the moment I lost it. And if you have the moment you lost it,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna tell the story.
That's
but
too dark for this podcast.
No, it doesn't matter. The moment I lost it is near my house back in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
There was a crash, right, mm-hmm. of my school bus with a motorcycle.
Brutal.
And the guy on the motorcycle was on the floor. He was like injured, but he was still like alive.
Brutal.
And some people were going to help him.
Yeah.
And one police that was around was like, don't touch him.
Right.
Because if you try to help him and he dies.
Yeah, it's your fault.
It's your fault. True. It's like you are the one going to jail.
Yeah, yeah.
So no one step up to help him and he died.
Yeah.
Because the ambulance took too long. And I was like, if someone helped him, maybe he will be safe, but if not, you are going to jail because you are the one
who
manipulated him.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
No, not now. Back then, when that
happened. Then, 17.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you had the ability to see what was going on. Yeah, what a different world it was when you were 17, huh?
Yeah, it was different.
It was a different world, man. It's a different world. You get to a point where it's like, I feel like you can just stop. Like, this is what my therapist told me one time. He's like, there's so many people who do not want to look under the rug and see what's really going on here. They just don't want to do it, you know? And
ignorance is bliss.
And it is. It is. Because the reality of things is very, very dark, you know? But, I mean, it sounds like I'm like some sort of nihilist.
No, but
it's like, this is reality, you know?
And everybody who listens to you right now, most of the people who think like he's so negative, it's like, I'm not negative. I'm telling you what is happening.
Yeah, you're not looking at things the right way. But sure, there's being positive.
What is the name of what they put to the horses? That
blinders, fucking blinders.
You're using blinders.
But I mean, but you know, 90% of the population has blinders on, and that's chill, dude. That's chill. We got it. It's got to be like that. It's got to be like that.
I like that. Jung was like, I want this to be funny, and then you're like, no, we're going to get into the darkest
think about,
of humanity.
Think about religion, okay? Think about religion, right? I was raised religious, okay? I was raised religious, and my parents, their way of parenting was not doing it, okay? I was just given the Bible.
Okay.
You want to stop now and read
no,
it?
No, no.
I can jump right back into this.
Okay, let's do that. Okay. We're going to stop, and we're going to continue to talk about the darkest moments of humanity.
Yes.
And we are back. Humanity doesn't work as it should be. It's fucking annoying. John is going to talk about it.
I want to talk about religion a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
And because I want to talk about my own experience, right? As a child, like I said, my parents had a weird way of parenting, and that was just not doing it, you know, and they just handed me the Bible as a six-year-old, and they're like, everything that you need to know about this world is in this book. And I was like, but Mom, I'm six, you know, like, I can't read, you know what I mean? Like, what are we doing? And I was a Jehovah's Witness, dude. Jehovah's Witness, if you don't know, no birthdays, no holidays, no BJs after you're 12 years old. You know what I mean? Like, you can't do that stuff. People don't like Jehovah's Witnesses, right? Nobody does. And I was a kid, and you have to go, like, door to door to door. Hello, hi, the Bible. Brr. And I'm a child, dude. Anything you imprint on a child, they're going to remember.
Were you in a suit? With a little,
yes.
I want a picture of that, please.
I have it. If you tell a child that the sky is made of gravy, the child will believe that the sky is made of gravy. What they told us as Jehovah's Witnesses is that the world is ending in 50 years or 40 years, and it's all around the corner. You know how terrifying that is for a child?
Yeah.
That was terrible. It took me years to shake that off, and get to a point where I was not programmed. So I'm deprogrammed now. So I was like, let me try religion again as an adult. I'm going to do it as an adult on my terms, you know? I just don't like – I don't care what you believe, dude. I just don't want your beliefs to be pushed on me. Don't push your beliefs on me. You believe what you want. I get to believe what I want, right? That's the American way, okay? So I went to church, and, you know, I met a pastor, and he was, like, cool, but he was just too pushy.
Okay, yeah.
He was just too pushy, dude.
Like, I have a story of a pastor like that, and he was talking about – it was a Christian church, Catholic church.
Catholic, yeah.
And
he started, out of nowhere,
he was like, okay, and we're going to donate. That is a donation. It's not like in the fucking – like, he didn't say fucking. It's not like in the synagogues that they push you and they force you to do it. This is if you want. Not like the – he started just talking bad about the Jews, and it's like, dude, chill.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's awful. I think that's awful.
It was awful.
I like priests, though. Priests are like, you know what priests are? Priests are the original Goths. You know that?
Okay.
The first Goths, they were priests. Way back when, they got the black, you know? Used to wear the cape, dude, the black cape, the black outfit, the Gothic jewelry, you know what I mean? Sparkling, the bling.
Sounds like a rapper.
The little white thing, you know, the little spot of cum on the neck right there.
Okay.
Priests, dude. Priests were badass, dude. They have a... This shit is still going on. Religion is the most beautiful scam in the world. It's a beautiful thing. And again, no one come at me, okay? What you believe is chill. I get to believe what I want to believe. Okay, they have a whole city full of priests. In Italy, have you heard of it?
No.
It's called Boys Town. Yeah, it's amazing over there. It's amazing, dude. Amazing. Dude, and they got so much money, and they just get money. And my favorite thing about religion, okay, is the devil is so bad. The devil is evil. The devil is everything that's wrong in the world is because of the devil. There's an enemy, and he's trying to get you, and you better watch out, right?
Yeah.
You know this,
Satan,
right?
Satan.
What a brilliant way. Oh, let's give him an enemy. We always have to have an enemy. You always have to have something to overcome. It's just a beautiful narrative. It's very simple. Human beings like stories, okay? So how many people – I put this question to you, okay? How many people have been murdered in the name of the Lord, in the name of God, in the name of religion, if you had to round it off? We're close to billions.
Yeah, like
billions, right? The devil's bad, though. How many people get murdered in the name of the devil? What, seven? You know what I mean?
It's a little bit more, but like, let's say like 100K
compared to billions. That's like one compared to a billion. It's the same thing, okay?
But they're like COVID. That was the demon. We need some numbers here.
That was the devil. You know what I mean? The devil is bad. The devil made me kill that person. The devil made me slap Chris Rock, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I hate Will Smith. That guy's a douche, dude. He fucking did that, and he's dancing like a little bitch, and then he's crying like a... Oh, God, do I hate that guy. What a joke of a human being, dude.
What?
Anyway, let me finish this thought, though. Please, man. May I finish this thought, okay? Listen, think about this, Christian. What has the devil given us? The devil has given us goth babes, okay? What in this world is better than a hot goth babe, okay? That's from the devil,
you
all
know,
right?
They make a Hooters with goth
girls. Goth Hooters, dude. Goth Hooters. That would be incredible. What else? Horror movies? Those rule. Are you telling me that horror movies don't rule?
The best ones are where a demon possesses someone.
The best ones are there with the devil. Okay, you wouldn't have that, all right? How about a really cool way to make eggs, huh? The devil did that, all right? No, he's responsible for all of that ails the world. Yeah, it's there's the devil. Get out of here, dude. It's a scam.
There's no God at.
No, X. The devil. Listen, okay, I will illustrate this for you very clearly, okay?
Okay.
So there's a thing. There's a, God, nobody's going to like this. I'm sorry. Take it easy, Christians. I'm not against you, all right? I love you. There's this church. It's called the Church of Satan, okay?
Yeah.
Have we heard of the Church of Satan?
I have heard.
Do you want to know what one of the number one tenets of the Church of Satan is? Do you want to know what it is?
I want to know.
It's don't fuck a kid, okay? That is in the bylaws of the Church of Satan, the most evil, disgusting thing in the world. Don't fuck a kid. And you know what happens, Christian? If you fuck a kid at the Church of Satan, they kick you out of the Church of Satan. They don't put you in a different, smaller Church of Satan, like a couple states away where nobody knows who you are. And you know what I mean? You are done. You are gone. Do you understand?
And it's like, no, if you confess, we're going to absolve you.
Yeah, no.
You can fuck more
kids. You don't get to confess in the Church of Satan. But no, the devil's the bad one. Oh, yeah, that's the devil. Yeah, no, the devil is an excuse. The devil is an excuse for people to act terribly. Take some fucking consideration for yourself. Consideration's not the
response.
Take some responsibility for yourself. Stop blaming the devil. Oh no. And you know what people are doing right now? They're saying the devil got to John. That's what they're saying. This is how deep this goes. They're saying that is an acolyte. He is an evil person. You cannot talk to him. You cannot. There are people out here who will hate me for saying that.
Every time
forever.
I bump on stage, I will say,
you,
like,
the
that
devil,
was
the devil
that
made
the
me.
Devil.
Well, that's true. If there's one thing we blame the devil for.
The devil made me bomb.
The devil made me bomb, dude, for sure. Okay, but that's all I will give him, okay? He has no other control over my life, but boy, when I bomb, is he responsible, dude. Holy crap.
Fucking devil.
Dude.
Like, I'll connect with this topic. That I'm telling you, everything is connected. Everything is connected. Because I had a dream.
Oh.
That I believe after a certain age, and I believe you're in this point, when you're younger, like the dreams you have, like if you're a 20 years old.
Are we
old
talking
comedian,
dreams in terms of when you sleep, or dreams in terms of things you want to accomplish with your life?
Things you want to accomplish.
Okay.
I believe the older you get, the lower. Like, the lower it goes, like, when I was 20, maybe, I was like, hey, I want to be the best comic in the world. Now it's like, I just want to earn basic income as a comic. That would be the dream.
Yeah. Listen, I just want to earn basic income,
like,
period.
Like, 40K a year as a comic.
40K? Mm. Okay, Elon Musk. 40K.
Do you want to be famous?
Are you
then
kidding
it starts
me?
Going lower,
dude,
lower,
is the thing.
Lower.
When you're at my level of stand up, dude, when you're at my level of stand up, like the amount I get going on the road, I'm lucky if I break even. I sell merch and stuff, but it's like a lot of people think. But you know what? Let's put a good shine on that, because
okay,
I get to do something really cool that a lot of people don't get to do.
Yes.
You know? And I get that satisfaction. And I don't think a lot of comics talk about that. Because, yes, a lot of us are crazy poor. We see the rich ones, but there's so many of us out there who can do the job, who can get laughs, who can work, who can go around the country. And you know what? You get to do a job that, like, 99% of people can't do. Not that I'm better. I'm not. It's the devil.
But it is the artist's way. The artist's way is
the artist's way.
Tough.
And it's fine. You know what? I would rather have the satisfaction of knowing that I've chased my artistic ambitions, and I've put all of my energy into that, and I've gotten myself to a place where I feel comfortable artistically, than have, like, to wake up at 9 and go to this shitty job and fucking sell stocks and then come home and get hammered and have to deal with my annoying hot wife. You know what I mean?
Annoying hot wife, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
If she on a point where she's making enough that as a comic,
yeah,
that you don't need to find another job like psychics and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you?
Oh, you mean my personal life? Yeah, fuck yeah. If she gets to a point, but I mean, you know.
But you're just doing stand-up with that, like you.
Well, I'll write for her.
Okay.
She'll pay me to write for her. I'm her biggest fan, dude. I want her to get everything she wants in the world. I want now to support her. Nobody's a bigger fan of Sarah Perry than I am, obviously, you know.
Do you think if she makes it super, super, super big at some point, she will be like, why am with this unit?
Well, why do you think I'm getting married now? All right. Yeah, I got to get her now.
No, but you got to get her pregnant if you want to like
I need another ball for that. Dude.
But that doesn't even like she can marry you, but she can
Yeah, she can divorce me, true, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, but if she gets really rich, then I get alimony.
Yeah, dude, you got to gaslight her.
Dude, you see Kelly Clarkson's husband gets like fuck $145,000 a month.
Did you see the ex-husband of Britney Spears?
Oh yeah, dude.
That she was paying him apparently $40,000 monthly as a child support for their kid.
More than that, buddy.
Kid turned 18, so she doesn't have to pay anymore.
I know. That's what my dad did when I turned 18, dude. He fucking stopped paying my mom. We downgraded big time.
And now he's like doing interviews, being like, I need her money. Like, what is happening? What is it?
On Easy Street.
It's like I'm looking for a job, but no one wants to pay me $40,000 a month. It's like, of course not.
Like, he's like 47 now. Like he was a dancer. Like come on, that guy had it on easy. That's his bad. You got to save some money, Federline. You know what I mean, dude? You can claw your way out. Do a reality show. People know he's still got a name. He could do. Oh, I'm famous. And I was famous. Oh, yeah. I'm getting butt sex in Colombia. That show. Who wouldn't watch Kevin Federline get butt sex in Colombia, dude? Immediate hit. Throw that on OnlyFans, man. I should be his manager, dude.
Okay. On the same topic of how the worries or dreams are, like we're recording this on October 10th. Vinotinto is playing, so vamos contra Argentina, vamos a perder.
Vamos.
Va a ser horrible. Okay. But apart from that,
I thought you were Venezuelan.
I'm Venezuelan. This is.
What'd you say, Argentina?
No, we're playing against Argentina, so that's okay. What I'm saying.
I dated a Venezuelan when I was in college. She was so hot.
The Venezuelans are hot.
What a beautiful woman. Should I say her name? No, I shouldn't.
Yeah. Say.
I wonder if she's still out there.
Say. Maybe I know her.
Her name was Maria. Maria.
Oh, okay. That doesn't help at all.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. I'm not going to say her last name. She was hot. One time she went to Venezuela and she started having sex with her brother. Her stepbrother, and then she came back, and she was like, I can't date you anymore. I'm in love with my stepbrother, right? And I was like, all right, fine. So like a week later, because he was in another country, she's like, oh, come back. I was like, all right, well, I see how this is, huh? What a babe, though. No idea. No idea how hot she was. Just no idea, dude. I don't know why I did. I should have just knocked her up. Need to cut out.
I'm just bleeping these parts.
That needs to be
part.
Hard edit right here. Look at the timestamp. Cut. All right. Oh my goodness. Do you have women you've dated that you regret? Like either they broke up with you or you never made the move on them.
I this is my biggest regrets. Yeah. My biggest regrets is when I really, 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 really like them.
Yeah.
They don't seem to like me back.
That heartache like that,
but
dude.
But years later,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I like you a lot. And they're like, I like you too, but you never try anything. Like, fuck you. I hate that. I hate when that happens.
I dated a girl in college. Oh, man. She has a kid now. Her time has passed, you know, but like, gosh, she was the most beautiful woman. And I was so intimidated by this. I was so intimidated. I couldn't even kiss her, dude. I had so many chances. And she wanted me to. I know she wanted me to.
Damn,
I was just such a little. We went on dates, dude. We went on this date. I can look back now and I could see her looking at me like, you dumb fuck, kiss me, dude. Oh, she was so hot. She was like too hot. I didn't have the self-esteem. Fellas. Go for it, dude, because you get older and then you remember and then you're like, I could have done that.
Yeah.
So if you're out there, dude, do it. I'm not saying, okay, take it easy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
consensually.
And you know the thing they say that the worst she can say is no?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lie. But still try it. Still, you should try.
We're going to be doing a lot of editing.
Because no is not the worst she can say.
The thing
they have said worse.
The thing about Tri is not like, the thing about Tri is, hey, I'm so into you, dude. You're so, you don't say dude. Don't call him dude. They don't like that. I'm so into you.
Unless you like a dude, which is totally okay.
Of course. Come on, dude, chick, whatever. Them, dude. Dude, I get in trouble for that. I get in trouble, dude. I get in trouble for not they, theming, dude. You gotta they, them. You gotta do it. Or you are like an evil human being. You know what I mean? You're like a pariah. And I'm older. I'm older. And I'm like, I forget. I gotta they, them, dude. I'm the bad guy. I am. I get it. It's me.
You're a bad guy.
I messed up. I didn't they them. You know what I mean? And that's very important. You gotta they them. Okay. You know why? Because society is moving in a certain way, and when you take something that has existed for a long time and you give it a new name, it solves the problem. All right. Think about it, Christian. Okay. Unhoused. No more homeless. We fixed it. Okay. They them. No more discrimination. It's done. It's gone. Okay.
Call them street food.
You have to do it. Okay. And think about this. Like, I understand. Think about Sudan. Okay. You know what's going on in Sudan? Terrible, yeah. Terrible. Famine, war, child soldiers.
But
they're using pronouns.
Which is important.
It's important, dude. It's important. Because think about
they,
it.
They, them are dying.
They, them are dying. Fuck, that was my piece of shit. God damn it. Fuck. Dude, I was like 2 lines away from that punch. Fucking A, dude.
You're welcome.
Oh. And you know everybody's mad at the boomers now. You know everybody hates boomers. You know what a boomer is? Like an old white person. Jew. They're like, because they won't use the pronouns, dude. The boomers, they won't. They don't want to. Dude, I'm getting older, okay?
You're describing yourself.
Let me get there. My brain starting to go. Mostly from drugs. But it's starting to go. You know what I mean? And I forget it's a lot of math you have to do to be like, oh, they are doing this, them, that. It's nothing against it personally. I just am stupid, okay? I'm wrong, okay? I'm wrong. You're right, I'm wrong. But, like, you want boomers to remember 17 pronouns? They can't even remember that Jesus wasn't white. You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing, dude? And then, so, like, now you got to watch it. It's like, okay, now I got to say, listen, I don't want to offend anybody. I don't know. I'm always scared. It's like, you can't say words that are masculine anymore. Everything has to be gender neutral, right? So words like manslaughter, no, can't say that. That's an angry person touch, okay? Right? You know what else? Hungry man meal. You ever heard of that?
No.
It's a very famous thing in America. Hungry man meal. Can't say it anymore. No more. Personal sadness dinner. Okay? even things that are like like serial killers, right? This is the things that we don't talk about. Serial killer. We're being woke with serial killers now? Like Charles Manson, one of the worst serial killers of all time. I got to be woke with Charles Manson. I can't say Charles Manson anymore. You know what I got to say? Charles woman daughter. It's gone too far.
This joke has gone too far. The joke is what gone too far. This is going to be the clip. Actually, the whole episode is just this joke over and over
again. Yes.
We're going to end this episode.
I'm upsetting Christians. I'm upsetting they, thems.
You're upsetting Christian.
Yeah, I'm upsetting Christian. I'm upsetting all of Venezuela. I'm upsetting my ex-girlfriend, Maria.
And your current
my current fiance. Wife, fiance, is going to be like, who the fuck is Maria? You banged a girl? Oh, you never told me this. You're telling Christian? What do you mean you're holding stuff to yourself? Dude, she cannot watch this, all right? You know when you put it on Instagram, you have the little star where you're like, yeah, she just doesn't get it. You just block her from everything. Oh, boy. I'm going to – you got some splaining to do. You remember that? Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
Let me see what my boyfriend's up to.
What, did Christian block me?
She's just like, let me see what he said on his podcast. They don't release the podcast?
There's no podcast?
He told me.
What was he really doing that day? No, then I get in more trouble. She's like, what were you up to?
And with that, we're going to end the episode with these are the things you hide from your wife.
Yeah.
You see, everything is circular.
Circle, baby.
Don't hide, just don't say to. So
omission is better than lying.
There you go. Adiós.
Te veo. Te amo. Adiós.